A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, Educare for You is one of the Spirit of Enterprise Award 2018 winners. It's a professional education management company and specializes in overseas education. Alvina Koo rose from humble beginnings to found and run this first from her home after various career incarnations. She's since brought it to great heights where they've served more than 1,500 students worldwide and are well poised to hit the $1 million revenue mark. She tells us why she's passionate about empowering students in foreign lands. Alvina, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Alvina, what was it like being an SOE or Spirit of Enterprise Award winner this year? What does it mean to you?
As a winner, I think it gives me a lot of recognition. And also, it is an endorsement of a trusted brand. And we are more confident to take this product overseas as part of our expansion and to bring the Singapore flag overseas as well.
Let's go back a bit. This is some 17 years ago, is that right, when you started Educare for You?
Yes.
Why did you decide to do this? And we also hear you had to start in your home.
It's actually a business by accident. Yes. And I was very, all the time since I was young, I was very passionate about nurturing children. And I started way back in when I was 14 years old, nurturing my niece and the neighbors. And because we come from humble background, I gave free tuition. And in the 1980s, when I was in a school, I volunteered at the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees as well. I was very passionate to help these orphans. I was always afraid that they might commit suicide. They go into depression. I was helping out in the orphans section, and I enjoyed so much. So that has always been a part of my passion. And then I went into teaching for 5 years. And then I was in the travel line. I went go back to teaching because it was an accidental business where my Thai friends asked me to help out, and it ended up I started a business.
That's they came and stayed with you, several
and they
Thai
with
students.
Me.
Yes.
Correct, correct. And that was a source of revenue for me. I was able to kill a few birds with one stone, generating a revenue, looking after my 3 kids, and also have time to pursue my interest that is nurturing children. And that is the biggest joy I get in my career.
You stepped away for a bit from education into the travel and hospitality industry. How did that help you when you came back to education to start Educare for You?
I was very fortunate because I was working with some big organization, such as World Express. They are one of the largest inbound travel agents in Singapore and award-winning travel agent. I also work for a company called Pacific Leisure, where we handle high net worth, high brand products under tourism and hotels. And I was entrusted with many products under my portfolio. It gives me a lot of international marketing exposure and networking. And this networking has helped me so much that I brought into my present business, dealing with customers from different backgrounds, bonding with them, and how to serve them. Because in the travel line, we are always serving the customer, you know, changing flight details, hotels, and writing a lot of country reports. And that has helped me a lot and give me a lot of confidence when I move into education.
What were some of the challenges, though, when you set up?
The challenges I face in this education business is that because they are foreign students and the parents invested a lot. Some of them are not here. You're right. They invested a lot, and this is I would consider it as a high ticket investment because education is a journey. It's not a product that you buy for $100 and then you change and all. Journey that will take a child. We nurture the children between 2 years to 4 years, some as long as 8 years. So for me, this is a high-end ticket. And it is something that you have to be very passionate about to look into the emotion side of the child, as well as expectations of the parents. So for me, I do a lot of profiling. And then I do a roadmap consultation. And I ask the parents what exactly they want. Then we come to some form of a compromise that meets the parent expectation and something that the child is comfortable. So for me, I use a very holistic approach. And most of the parents are quite happy. And in fact, our business, I would say, is almost 100% referral.
Mm.
We serve mainly the mid to high net worth. And we have a lot of referral from the banks, investment company. We are very fortunate in that because of the trust and the faith and our past experience. So that's how I was able to generate enough revenue to bring up my three children.
Mm. Tell us though, it's a challenging space to be in because ROI is difficult to gauge. Some of the parents' expectations you were talking about earlier, have you, in your experience, found them to be maybe too high? What sort of expectations are we talking about? I want straight A's for my child, Alvina.
Definitely, you're right. Parents have very high expectations. A lot of parents put academic achievements as the main priority. So when I meet the parents, I will ask the parents, is study the main consideration, or having a happy childhood, enjoying the education journey? And do you set a lot of criteria and conditions for your child? And they will think about it. And I also share with them what happens when the child is overstressed, and is it worth it because you only have one child. And I share with them a lot of case studies, and the parents start to accept it, and they bring down the expectation, and the child have to also measure up to some form of the expectations of the parents. Mm. So this consultation, roadmap consultation, is also a lot of opening up and open communication.
Mm.
And it's quite time consuming. Sometimes it takes 2 hours, sometimes a few sessions. And we've got to get it right at the beginning. And the parents will tell us what is the budget, what is the profile, and then we make some proposal and all agree. So it must come from the child. We have cases where parents send their child and they're not willing to come here. So I actually go quite in depth to understand, because at the end of the day, it is the child. It is not the teachers or the school or the parents. The child must come in willingly. I want to make the education journey enjoyable, fun. And for me, I need a lot of space. And I have very short attention span.
Oh, dear.
So I myself can relate to the child. And I need a lot of activities to spur me. So I think in education, we should not just look at things on how many A's you get.
Just results, right?
Yeah. It is also about values, about instilling with them a sense of teamwork, sharing, and also fun. And all of them are talented in their own ways. And we should identify what are their strengths, their talent, and nurture it. That, for me, is education.
So 17 years later, what are the current pain points you're facing?
The current pain points I'm facing is always the staff retention, as in all businesses. And the other thing is the transition period of the parents coming into Singapore, and they will face some culture, language issues. So I need to help them to blend in. So these are the biggest challenge for me. And after that is the child. When the child gets into a school, is he able to adjust with the 7 or 8 subjects? Is he able to understand English? So these are the various type of challenges. As you progress, the challenges to meet the parents' expectations and the child's ability to cope in school.
But so, that's always the worry for you.
That
even
is,
when you started, worrying about the child was what you did. Now, 17 years later, worrying about the children is still what you do. Let's talk about the difficulty to retain staff, though. How are you addressing that?
We are actually having a HR consultant to guide us. And we have also put in place a system of how to retain staff with incentive, motivation, a work-life balance, and also flexibility. And we have open communication. In fact, in our company, we have a fair hierarchy. So we believe that everybody is empowered and everybody have their own strength and talent. And we encourage them to give feedback, especially on our own blind spots.
Mm.
And I think with that, everybody can take ownership of what the tasks that they are responsible for.
So you do 360 review almost,
we
yeah?
We do quite a lot of...
Yeah.
We have weekly communications with the staff, meetings and all that, and also with the students. Every day, we also track with the student. How are they doing in school? How is the food? How is the accommodation? Are they coping? Are they bullied? Are they happy? and what are the awards that they are receiving in school, and we recognize them and we announce it and we give them prizes to motivate them.
1,500 students, though, if you're asking them every day how they are and everything, and it's because you care, right, Alvina? But that's very time consuming. Talk to us about time management. How do you do it?
It's not easy. We have students coming here not just on guardianship, not just to stay with us. We also work with co-guardian. And we share with them our system so that they can use it. We also, moving forward, we are also coming up with some franchising, licensing and partnership model so that more people can replicate this system. But over the last 17 years, how we achieved 1,005 students is also because we run a lot of summer camps and study tours for overseas students. And these are like the first experience for them coming to Singapore after they spend about 2 weeks or a month summer camp at British Council, at Canadian International School for Study Tours. They are very motivated. Then they make a decision to study in Singapore. So we have a few levels from summer camp into study in Singapore, a long term.
So advice to other working mothers. It must have been challenging to divide the time between these children and your actual children as well. Advice to working mothers.
For working mothers, I think they should look for a good daycare, put their kids in a good daycare center, someone who's very passionate about looking after their kids, so that working mothers have peace of mind. And
but what about the guilt that comes a lot of times when I speak to female entrepreneurs who are mothers? They do talk about the guilt of leaving the child in someone else's care whilst they go to work.
I think when you are running this kind of business as a for daycare or for tuition or as a guardian, there's a very big responsibility on the part of the service provider to the parents. If you choose one that is not trusted and just interested in profit, I think it's very tough. You have to choose one that's very passionate about your child.
Yeah, then you're worried all the time, right? Whether or not they're being taken care of.
Correct. The mother must have peace of mind. I think this is what we give to the foreign parents. They have peace of mind because sometimes I don't get to see that until 1 or 2 years later. And I have to go to the school, represent the mom, for the school conference, parents conference. So I meet up with the teachers and find out what is happening. And then I will discuss with my teachers how to help the child, and I give all the feedback to the parents. I think this kind of communication is very important because you are the mother in Singapore.
Yeah.
And that communication and honest feedback, whether the child cannot perform or the child has won an award, everything must be openly communicated.
What about advice to other entrepreneurs? Today's business environment is very competitive. What should other business owners do?
The road to entrepreneurship is very tough. Quite often, I want to give up.
Oh.
Because it's very tough.
How do you keep going?
It's really difficult. Especially, I have to handle the challenge of the child and the parents and school expectations. So you need to multitask. For anyone going into business, you must not be able, you must not set the timeline 9 to 5. It's not such a thing, you know. So normally I give about 18 hours of work a day, and even my weekends I prioritize.
When do you sleep, Alvina?
About 1 o'clock.
Do you sleep at all?
Yeah, about 1 o'clock. But okay. I enjoy it. And I will think through what are the issues I have to help the child. So you need a lot of stamina and adaptability. And when you talk about stamina, adaptability, it comes also with your physical health. You must be healthy. So we always encourage the children to be fit so that one day when they become an entrepreneur, they have good stamina. Okay. And also, I think for entrepreneur, you must have integrity, because my business is based on referral and parents trust us. And that is very important. Because they don't even see us sometimes half a year, 1 year later. And the other thing, I think, is for entrepreneurship to be sustainable, it is also very important to have a very strong teamwork among your staff and motivate your team, because
you can't do it all
yourself, but with a team, you are moving much faster, and also need the collaboration with good partners. In a new business trend, it's very difficult to start from zero, everything you want to do. So you go into strategic partnership. We go to the market approach. I think that is how I look at it.
Alvina Koo is founder of EduCare for You. You can check them out, educareforyou.com.sg. That's EduCare, the number 4 and the letter U.com.sg. They're recent winners at the Spirit of Enterprise Award 2018. Alvina, congratulations and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.